Let's push you there. Here. Oh, yeah. It's not gonna help. It's better. Hi guys. I guess I'm back. Sorry, I didn't even think about how to do an intro on this. It's been kind of a big week for me. The one script Phil has been doing kind of overwhelmingly well for me. So it's been exciting. Part of the side effect of that is I've received some feedback on my anonymous feedback form that you can find in the body of my post below. I hate social media. Fuck. Irony. Anyway, some kind dear soul sent in a request for me to give an edging challenge a try, and they probably don't realize how horrible I am. Like, I even... we'll get into it. So anyway, I was just feeling like doing something a little bit different. I didn't really want to do... I just wasn't feeling like a toy review today. I thought this would be something fun and different and super stupid. So, without further ado, I will link the challenge in the post, but I believe it's called an uncertain edging challenge. So I set up a timer on my computer that I can't see, and I edge until that timer goes off. And then the rules are supposed to be that I'm supposed to give myself time to come, and if I don't come within that time, I don't get to come, period. I don't want to eat these words. Always eat these words. I feel like I can do it. I feel like after edging for anywhere between 25 and 35 minutes, I will be able to come in a short enough time frame that we can all enjoy the fruits of the fucking whining that's about to happen. So, thanks for coming. I hope you come again, shortly, because I won't be. Like I said, I am going to set the timer for anywhere between 25 and 35 minutes, because I've been a bad girl and I need to be punished. fuck me. So don't mind me while the voice sound changes a whole bunch while I like get things changed up. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So hopefully the timer's going. I hit start timer, and I looked away because I didn't want to cheat. And I, you know, it's nice to know. I don't really do that well with uncertainty. Surprise. So I guess part of the whole point is we need to get there pretty quickly, don't we, to start, because otherwise it's not edging. I'm playing with a different toy today than I have used. yeah, let's talk about all the different things. just gonna turn that down. So I am using a deck called The Villain from Afternoon Delights, who can be found on Etsy. I'll do like a proper review of it later, but it's I like in general, I like him because he's kind of a good challenge size. Like, I'm just getting the head in. You have to start moving, bitch. You don't get to sit and wait. How am I gonna hear the alarm when my volume's down? Fucking shit show already. He's not really quite my usual because he's a pretty firm boy. He's also a pretty fuck, untextured. Like, he's pretty smooth in general. He's got ridges. He's got a really big head. So anyway, I figured he would be a good option because he's a little bit a little bit what's the word I'm looking for? Know how I'm gonna do this. Unrelenting. Brutal. He is a really good boy for like G spot stimulation and beating the pussy up. Beat the pussy up. I feel like he's gonna be. They're all challenges in their own little ways. So I'm just like he's pretty long. I get a really good. I need to slow down. But it feels really good. He's got like these really. He's got like a swirly ridge down the shaft, and then there's nubs. The head is really smooth, but the shaft does have a bit of texture, and just like clenching down so it can only move an inch or so. Fuck. And the head hits the G spot, and I don't even think it's moving that much. Okay, let's focus on what we were gonna talk about today. New things. Okay, it's really e it's so easy to. I'm not gonna lie, it's really easy to forget that I'm not supposed to come, and then I work myself up, and then I remember I'm not supposed to come, and I'm also really bad at telling time when I'm talking, so I knew this was gonna be an ordeal. Really quickly, new things, focus. I'm recording in a slightly new space. I have modified my one of my guest bedrooms to a recording space, so I have like a proper bed to flail about on now. And I've got it ringed with some heavy blackout curtains to kind of reduce the noise. I think so far it's sounded pretty good. I've recorded a few things here. If I talk, I don't think about how close I am. I just want to go fast. I just want to go fast. Mentioned I was thinking about doing this challenge to somebody in the DMs, and they basically begged me to do it. I'm not gonna. I don't. I'm really hesitant to name names just because the internet's a fucking horrible place, and I would hate to accidentally send some idiot moron on somebody who gave me a good idea. I slowed things down and I'm grinding on it now. So anyway, shout out to that person. Fuck you. Shout out to the person who put this in my mention box, in my anonymous feedback form. That was a sidestep. Anyway, it's a new recording space. Maybe I'll put a picture up sometime. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of janky, but it's so cute. I've got a collection of dumb stuffed animals looking down on me, judging me like Jesus. Dumber. It's really great. I'm having a lot of fun. I wouldn't have done this if I wasn't having fun. I feel like was gonna talk about my experiences with edging, because I don't fucking do it that often, actually. The dick hits the right spot, and you just want to rub on it. Right there. Okay, no, we're still waiting for a fucking alarm. I hope it, I swear to God, if it doesn't work. To hydrate. Don't know why I did this. That's not true. I knew it was gonna be funny. So here's the whole thing with the setup is it's still a little awkward. I keep kind of accidentally bumping the mic. Sorry. Not even doing anything. Okay, drink him if you got him, and if you don't, go get a fucking drink and hydrate. What are you doing with your life? There's only going to be so much fresh water for so long. Get it while it's good and free. Unless you pay for water services through your taxes, then it's never really free, is it? I'm just gonna go down to the river and start bringing back pails of water. Fuck the system. Edging. Edging isn't really something I do for myself. I find I would rather get a whole bunch in, rather than hold off and wait. So, I don't actually have a ton of experience with edging. At least not myself. Me. So I recently, I recently had the had the great fortune to encounter some sort of fucking monster in the DMs. And they opted to edge me. And I think it was third time we played a bit. They edged me really hard. I think they edged me at first for about 7 minutes, and that was hard. The act of playing with somebody else just kind of like heightens it to begin with. So I was already excited to be there, so to speak. And then when they wouldn't let me come, it's just fucking agony. Because I really don't want my body to betray me. So anyway, they let me come once, and it was pretty good. And then they edged me again for probably another 10 minutes or so. And that was harder. We got there, and then the third time had to have been at least 20 or 30 minutes before they let me come, and I was crying and begging for them to let me come. I'm pretty sure I called them a couple horrible things in my frustration, 'cause was really fucking hard. So fucking rough for you. And I really didn't want to fuck it up, you know. I wanted them to know that I can be a good girl and do as I'm told, and I don't have to come if you don't want me to. But if you want me to, I can. And he took full advantage of that for sure. It was really intense, because I was already a little bit really emotionally heightened from the frustration and from the anticipation and from that stupid state my brain was in, where you just want to, you just need to come. They were giving me instructions the whole time, so it wasn't like I could just slow down and like rest on it for a minute. I had to keep things moving. I had to keep myself up there. I had to Oh, if the timer went off now, it would be fucking great. Fuck. Oh, my goodness. I really don't want to fuck it up. It was really fucking hot. I'm putting off getting to the next part of the story. It's really fucking embarrassing. I when they finally let me come, I had this weird like emotional snap, and I started crying and sobbing really hard. I came really hard, like that was the first thing, but then I couldn't fucking stop shaking, and then I was sobbing and. They were telling me to keep going. Had to tell them that I couldn't. I had to safe word out, because I needed a minute to. To catch my breath and figure out what the fuck was going on in my head and why I was. Had to figure out why I was having such a hard time getting out of the fucking crying place. Oh, was really fucking hot. It was fucking borderline traumatic, but it was really good. If the world could let me come, that'd be great. Hit it so it hurts, and then you won't think about it for a bit. God damn it, that didn't work either. I need to hydrate. Hydrate! Hydrate. Like, I guess a bitch could slow down. She doesn't have to rush it. Drink. It's a fucking easy twist talking. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Great job. Really fucking intense. I was really proud of myself for getting there, but it was kind of immediately overthrown by the part where I felt so fucking stupid for snapping like that. And they were kind enough to give me the time to recover, and we talked it out, and it was all fine. But now, when I think of edging,
I think about that. And I so much sobbing and whining in this shit when I started. Me, why did I do this? It's probably like 7 minutes in, too. It's probably like, fucking 20 more minutes to go, you stupid bitch. Don't have to go like this. You can slow down. I don't want to slow down. Starting to notice though, because the toy is so firm. I'm starting to get sore from the ridges. I don't think I'm gonna do this very often. It's gonna be a special occasion thing, so enjoy it. It. I get two for trying really hard, okay? I don't know, guys. Like, fuck you. You're a lot of fun. Fuck you. That was horrible. I hate it. As I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, I could have fucking went longer, I bet. Anyway. Sorry, I'm just gonna go bask for a bit. Thank you so much for listening. I really I don't want to get too sappy on you, but this has been a lot of fun so far. I was a little bit I was clearly nervous at the beginning. But it's just been a lot of fun, and I've got to talk to a lot of neat people, and yeah, thanks for joining me.
Stay tuned. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, or anything. I hate that part. Have a great day. Thanks for coming. I don't hate you. I just think you're mean sometimes. I have to think about our relationship a bit. Okay, be good. Bye.